Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Vavam Abez. We'll begin on Vavam and Aleph, four lines from the bottom, by the word Mesfe. So the Gemara had just brought from Reb Zera. The Reb Zera brought a raya that a Bayol Nida is not like a Nida. The halacha by a Nida is that she's Tamei for 7 days, and she could only go to the mikvah after the 7 days are completely over. Only at night after the 7 days are over. And Reb Zera said that the Bayol Nida, even though the Torah says, that her Tumah is on him, that the Tumah of the Nida is on the Bayol Nida, still they're not the same regarding all of their halachas, and a Bayol Nida could go to the mikvah on day 7 itself. He's Tamei for 7 days, but unlike a Nida who has to wait until the 7 days are completely over to go to the mikvah, a Bayol Nida could go to the mikvah on day 7. And Reb Zera brought a raya from that which it helps the Prisha Shiva to get rid of a chashash of Tumas Bayol Nida, because he's only perish 7 days before Yom Kippur. So that's from Gimel Tishrei through Tes Tishrei. So if he has to wait until the 7 days are completely over, which would mean he would have to wait until Leil Yom Kippur, to go to the mikvah, so then it's going to come out, he's not going to have Harav Shemesh on Yom, by the time Yom Kippur comes around, he doesn't have Harav Shemesh, so he's not going to be able to do the Avaida on Yom Kippur. He'll be a Tful Yom. He'll be a Tful Yom until Matzi Yom Kippur. It must be, he could go to the mikvah on day 7, on Tes Tishrei, and then he'll have Harav Shemesh Leil Yom Kippur, and he'll be completely tar, come Yom Kippur, and he'll be able to perform the Avaida. That was Reb Zera. And Reb Shimi Min Harda would say, no, that really I'll tell you that a Bayol Nida is like a Nida, and he could only go to the mikvah after the 7 days are completely over. So then how does this Prisha help? So says Reb Shimi Min Harda, because the answer is he's not Pirish on Gimel Tishrei. He's Pirish a short amount of time before Shkia of Leil Gimel, which means it's really still halachically Beis Tishrei. So the first day of his 7 days of potential Tumah are from Beis Tishrei through Ches Tishrei. And Enoch Hanami, he cannot go to the mikvah on the 7th day. He has to wait until the 7 days are completely over. The 7 days are completely over on Leil Tes. So in Leil Tes Tishrei, he'll go to the mikvah, and he'll have Harav Shemesh on Leil Yud, on Leil Yom Kippur, and he'll be completely tar, come Yom Kippur. But really, a Bayol Nida is like a Nida, and you can only go to the mikvah after the 7 days are completely over. Frak the Gemara Meisve, at the Kash on Reb Shimi Min Harda, the Braisa says, Baal Keri Ke Magasheretz. That the Baal Keri is like a Magasheretz, and he could go to the mikvah on the day that he becomes Tameh. A Bayol Nida is Ketame Meis, and a Bayol Nida is like a Tameh Meis. My love Latvila, the Braisa means in Tefillah, that just like a Tamei Meis, he's Tamei for 7 days, but he could go to the mikvah on day 7, so too a Bayol Nida could go to the mikvah on day 7 like a Tamei Meis. So it's a Kasha on Reb Shimi Min Harda. Says the Gemara, Lo Lutumasan. The Braisa doesn't mean to tell us the halacha regarding the tefillah. The Braisa is talking about their tuma, that just like a Tamei Meis is Tamei for 7 days, so a Bayol Nida is like a Tamei Meis, and he's also Tamei for 7 days. In fact, the Gemara, Tumasan Behedyiksev Buhu. Their tuma, the fact that they're Tamei for 7 days, that it says Lahedi in the Torah. Hai Tuma Shivik Sivbe, Vahai Tuma Shivik Sivbe. It says straight down in the Torah that they're Tamei for 7 days. So El Lavo Tefillasan, so it must be that the Braisa is not teaching us something which is Mefirsh in the Torah like that. It must be the Braisa is telling us about their tefillah, that just like a Tamei Meis goes to the mikvah on day 7, so too a Bayol Nida goes to the mikvah on day 7. So it's a Kasha and Reb Shimi Min Harda. Says the Gemara, really I'll tell you that the Braisa is telling us about their Tumah, that they're both Tamei for 7 days. So then what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Seifet Strichalei, the Chiddush is for the Seifa. Agav the Seifa, we mentioned this halacha, even though there's no Chiddush, but really the Chiddush is because it is in the Seifa. What does the Seifa of the Braisa say? The Seifa says, El Shechamer Mimenu Bayonida, a Bayonida is more Chamer than Tamei Meis, Shemetame Mishkavu Maisha, because a Bayonida is metame with mishkavu maisha, which means by putting his weight by lying down on something or by leaning on, or by sitting on something, even if he doesn't directly touch it, if he just lies down, let's say on 10 mattresses that are stacked up, so he's metame even the bottom mattress which he didn't touch, betumakala, he's metame with a tumakala, with a light tuma, meaning to say letame aichunu mashkin, that it's metame this mattress could then go and be metame foods and drinks, not adam vekelim, not a tumachamura, but it's metame tumakala. And that's something which we don't find by Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis is not metame b'mishkav u'mayishav. He's only metame if through Nigia, through Tumas Maga, if he has direct contact, not with mishkav u'mayishav. So the Seifa, the Braisa, Agav, this Chiddush, and the Seifa, that the Braisa wanted to teach us, this Halacha, that the Baal Nida in ways is more Chamer than Tumas Meis, so we also mentioned that in some ways they're the same, and that they both have Tumas Shiva. Even though in Achanami there's no Chiddush in that, but there's no Kasha on Rav Shimi Min Harda, because the Braisa was not talking about the Tefillah, it was talking about the Tumah. Fractal Gemara Tashema, another Kasha on Rav Shimi Min Harda, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Hazava, Vamitzairaz, Ubayol Nida, all of these categories of people, including Ubayol Nida, Utame Meis, so all of these people, Tfilasim B'yayim, they go to the mikveh by day, Nida V'yeledes, Tfilasim B'layla, but a Nida, V'yeledes, they have to wait until the days of their Tumah completely over, and they can only go the following night to the mikveh. So it says straight out in this Braisa that Ubayol Nida is not like a Nida. A Nida has to wait until the days of Tumah completely over, and she can only go to the mikveh the following night. But a Baal Nida could go by day, meaning by the last day of his Tumah, so Tziyofta. So this Braisa is clearly a refutation of the Shita of Rav Shimi Min Harda, and really a Baal Nida is not like a Nida. A Nida can only go to the mikveh after her 7 days of Tumah are completely over, and a Baal Nida could go on day 7 itself. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'ach atem afrisha mitumas beisai, while you're being choishish for tumas beisai, meaning for tumas bayal nida, even though it's a far-fetched chshash, should hafrishehu mitumas meis, so why don't we mafresh him also from tumas meis? Says Rashi, why don't we say that no one's allowed to be near him during the 7 days that he's in the Lishkas Parhedrin? Because of a chashash, then maybe he's gonna die, and he's gonna be metame the Kohen Gadol with tumas meis. So why aren't we choishish for tumas meis and say that no one's allowed near him? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Tachlifa, Vuhud Rav Huna, Mishmei de Rava, he said in the name of Rava, Zayisei Meres, Tumas HaMeis, Hotcher Yibetzibur. That it's not the pshat that when there's Tumas Meis, and the Tzibur needs to do Avaida at a specific time, that we're Madcha the Isser Tumah. There is no Isser Bechal. And therefore, there's no need to be Chayshish for the Kain Gadol that maybe he's going to become Tame Meis, because even if he would become Tame Meis, it wouldn't be a big deal, because there is no Isser of Tumas Meis when dealing with a Tzibur. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem at all for the Avaida Yom Kippur, if he was Tame Meis, because there is no Isser Tumah. So that's not something that we have to be Chayshish for, as opposed to Tumas Baal Nida, which is more Chamer, because it's Rashi says on Zayim Amin Aleph, we'll see soon, that it comes from Tumas Nida, which is a Tumah Yaitse Migufa, so it's more Chamer, and therefore there we don't apply the rule of Tumah Hotcher Betzibur. But by Tumas Meis will be Hotcher Betzibur, and therefore there's no need to be Chayshish for Tumas Meis. Says the Gemara, Ravina Amar, Afilu Tema Tumas Ameis Dechuya Hibetzibur. No, there's no raya from here that Tumas Ameis is Hutra. Really, I'll tell you that Tumas Meis is Dechuya. Ah, so why aren't we Chayshish for Tumas Meis? Says Ravina, because Tumas Ameis Lashricha. Poshet, because it's not common, it's not such a common thing that we should have to be Chayshish for it. Tumas Beis is Shricha, but Tumas Beis, Tumas Baal Nida, so that's common, which means relative to Tumas Meis, that's considered more common. Probably it's not that it's actually common, but in relation to Tumas Meis, so Tumas Baal Nida is considered the more common one, and therefore we're Chayshish for Tumas Baal Nida, but we're not Chayshish for Tumas Meis. Says the Gemara Itmar, Tumas HaMeis, when dealing with Tumas Meis, Rav Nachman Amar Hutra Hibetzibur. Rav Nachman says it's Hutra, there is no Isser. Rav Sheshes Amar Dechuya Hibetzibur. He says the Isser is there, just Ramadcha the Isser. So now, what practically comes out from that? So says the Gemara, Hechadika Tamein Utahirin Bahu Beis Av, when you have Tamein and Tahirin in the same Beis Av working on that day in the Beis HaMikdosh, in that Beis Av, there's Tamei Kayhanim and there's Tar Kayhanim, so that Kuli Amalai Pligit Tahirin Avdi. So that, there's no Machlaikas, even Rav Nachman who says that Tumas Ameis, Hutcher Hibetzibur, is made that in such a case we say that the Tahirin in that Beis Av, they're the ones that should do the Avaida, and Tamein Lay Avdi, and the Tamein do not do the Avaida. They're only the Tahirin that should do the Avaida, which the Shagas Aryeh says is Midrabanan, even if you hold Hutra, so if you have a Tar Kain in that same Beis Av, so then we say that the Tar should do the Tyrant should do the Avaida. Kipligi, but where's the machlaikas? Lahadure velasuye tohirin mi beis av achrina. If let's say there are no tohirin in that beis av, every kain in that beis av for Monday's avaida became tame. So the shaila is, do you go to now to let's say Tuesday's beis av and get a kain from Tuesday's beis av to do the avaida on Monday? So Rav Nachman Amar Hutter Heter Hibetzibur Veloy Madrinan. Rav Nachman says that Tumas Ameis is Hutra, So everyone in that Beis Av is Tamei. So it's fine. So if everyone in that Beis Av is Tamei, so we'll do that Vaida with the Tamei Kayin. Because Tumas Hameis is Hutra, Veloy Madrinan, and therefore we don't have to go get a Kayin from a different Beis Av to do that Vaida. Rav Sheish is Amar Duchiyah Hibitzibur. But Rav Sheisha says that no, even though we're allowed to do the Avaida B'Toma, we could use the Kehanim of Monday's Beis Av to do the Avaida, but still Mahadrina, because being that the Isser is Be'etzim still there, just we'll be Madcha the Isser Toma, so therefore it's better to do the Avaida in the more optimal way and get a Tar Kain from a different Beis Av to do the Avaida. That's one version of the Machlokes. And Ika D'Amri, Afilu Eicha D'Ika Tahirin U'Tumein V'Hu Beis Av. Even if you have Tahirin U'Tumein in that Beis Av itself, still Palagrav Nachman. Even in such a case of Nachman who says, Tumas HaMeis is Hutshrab Hi Betzibur, he's Chaylik V'Amer, and he says, Avin Ami T'Mein, that the Tamei Kain in that Beis Av can do the Avaida. The call Tumas HaMeis, Betzibur, Rachman Asharia. Because any Tumas HaMeis when dealing with the Tzibur, so the Torah said it's Mutter, and the Rabbanan didn't come and say otherwise. So therefore, there's no difference between a tar kain in that Beis Av or a tamei kain in that Beis Av, because even if there is no iser tumah, so what's the difference? There's no difference between the kain who's tamei and the kain that's tar, because tumas hameis is hutra betzibur.